We'll mark your calendars for the 15th of November. It's a big deal because you're going to meet my next guest. Author Lindsay Jean Hard will be presenting her work at Reserve. It's part of a six-course paired dinner that begins at 6:30. This book signing and reception, and certainly some good food to eat. But our attention first to you, Lindsay Jean, when it comes to your talents. You write the book Cooking with Scraps. Turn your peels, cores, rinds, and stems into delicious meals. Good morning to you, Lindsay.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. A Michigander across the road or so, graduating from the University of Michigan, living, writing, loving, and creating in good Ann Arbor, Michigan. And I imagine you cook with scraps from time to time.
Yes, every now and then I do.
Awesome. Well, good. Looking forward to seeing you on that night of November 15th. Reserve, certainly all about good food, drink, and the topic of sustainability at their heart as well, which I imagine part of what comes to light when it comes to cooking with scraps, using it all?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I've always personally been passionate about sustainability. It's just sort of manifested it. In different ways over the years, but cooking with scraps is a really great way to help the planet and help your pocketbook at the same time.
All right, here we go. Let's talk a little bit about your work, your rationale behind your choices in the recipes. So if you can expand on your quote, what lies unused in one's fridge or pantry is not a purposeful object. So I imagine 40% of us of food in this country going uneaten, should be required reading.
Yeah, that's a really staggering number. I think that, you know, that should concern all of us. And I think sometimes we've just been lucky enough to get to the point where when a recipe tells us to cut away and discard a kale stem or a shard stem, that we can follow that direction without second thought. But that wasn't always the case and still isn't the case for many people in our country. And it would behoove us to just think about that and start thinking about all of these underutilized produce parts and other odds and ends as just any other ingredient that we can cook with.
Yeah, peels, cores, rinds, stems. Let's talk about your book specifically, organized by ingredient from apples to zucchini. Let's talk about some of the samples of how to repurpose unused parts. What's a biggie you want to start with?
Well, I think the one that's going to be most surprising to everyone is going to be the banana peel cake with brown sugar frosting, because banana peels is one that I think most people might not realize is edible, but it really makes a delicious cake.
Cool. Banana peel cake with brown sugar frosting. And again, all these items in your book, Cooking with Scraps. Let's talk about the carrot.
Yeah, so the carrot tops are really versatile. They just can be a little bit bitter, so you want to blanch them before you use them. But in the book, I use them in a pesto, and then I use that pesto on little tartlets that are a great appetizer. And I also like to use those greens in salad, too.
All right, take me to, what are you doing with asparagus?
Well, a lot of times, if it's like later in the season, we're snapping off the bottom of asparagus because they're just a little tougher and woody, and we don't necessarily want to eat those at the same time that we're eating the rest of the stalk, but they still have that great asparagus flavor in it. So I've used them, again, for a pesto in the book. You could also use them to create a single flavor stock. So you could make an asparagus flavored stock and then use that for soup or something like risotto.
How about a pineapple?
Yeah, pineapple has a lot of waste when you're trimming it. So all of that rough peel and the core still has a lot of that great pineapple flesh and flavor in it. So this is one that you'd probably want to be choosing organic just because it's grown with a lot of pesticides. But you can use that to then create a sugar syrup that I've used in lemonade, but you could use that in a variety of other drinks or be drizzling that to add moisture to cakes.
Cool. Lindsay Jean Hard on the phone. She's coming to West Michigan for a night at Reserve November 15th, a six-course paired dinner that it does focus on sustainability, on you, and certainly on the camaraderie of other Cooking with Scraps, your latest, which also includes, I see, some advice, not only the recipes, but tips and techniques, including how to maximize the shelf life of produce. How long does my lettuce last?
Well, yeah, I think that a lot of our produce, we're letting it go bad faster than it needs to be because we might not be taking great care of it. So, for instance, when you're coming home with a root vegetable like beets or carrots that has greens attached, we want to take the time to just separate the root from the greens and store them separately in your fridge. They'll both last longer that way.
Great. And another tip it looks like you share with us, thoughts on freezing, composting, and using the right kitchen equipment to make ingredients go further. What's a must piece of equipment I have to have?
One of my favorites is an immersion blender. I just think it's really handy for a lot of different things. And a lot of times it can be a faster and easier clean than trying to clean your food processor or your blender when you might not have to use it that time.
Yes. I want to go back to a few of more of those practical pieces of advice. What do I do with my leftover, with my scrapping of cheese?
Yeah, cheese rinds the odds and ends that you have left over of them are really great. I like to freeze them. I do separate bags, like I'll do one for Parmesan rinds and then I'll do one for cheddar and so on. But if you have a Parmesan rind, that can add a lot of flavor, just one on its own for a big pot of soup or a pot of beans. But then you can also use all of those cheese bits to turn into a cheese spread and flavor that in different ways. It's a great appetizer.
And jam dregs?
Yeah, so a lot of times when you have a jar of jam, I feel like you have these bits just clinging to the rest of the jar that are really hard to scrape out. So I have a couple of ideas for using those that can be made right in the jar. So for one of them is a strawberry jam balsamic vinaigrette, which you could obviously tweak to whatever flavor of jam you have on hand and like. And then I have another one that I'm using ginger marmalade to make a dipping sauce for soba noodles.
How do you envision the evening of November 15th, Lindsay Jean?
I am really excited about that. I'm from Grand Rapids, so I always love any chance to get back to the city. And I'm excited to see what Chef Luke is going to be doing with, you know, his own creations and a mix of some from the book.
And I imagine with you being there, you might offer some free advice in addition to an opportunity to talk about cooking with scraps.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing you and certainly attending on Thursday, November 15th. I'm going to see if we can get Reserve's executive chef, Luke Verhulst, in the house before them. They do good work. All right. So what's for lunch today for you, Lindsay Jean?
Well, we're having a few people over before trick-or-treating tonight, so I was thinking about making some of my pumpkin gut scones.
Love it. All right. How do we find out more information about your latest work I hold in my hand in hardback, Cooking with Scraps?
Well, you can find that at any of your local bookstores, and you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of those are just Lindsay Jean Hard.
Great. Thanks, Lindsay Jean. We'll see you on November 15th.
Looking forward to it. Thank you so much for having me.